Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your It's your host, Andrew Collin.
And Brenna LaRock.
And Brenna LaRock, baby.
Sometimes I just want to do like a radio voice.
Yeah? What are you doing? What's your voice now?
It's normal. Sometimes I feel like my voice changes based on my like hormonal cycle. I'm serious. Like it gets lower, I feel like, when the closer I get to my period.
Like how low?
I don't really know. Sometimes I'll just be like, why do I feel...
Ugh, my pussy's bleeding. Something like that.
No, it almost is as if there's something stuck in my throat.
Oh.
That's what it feels like a little bit. Maybe it's just the anxiety from my terrible PMS.
Yeah, when you tend to give me a countdown to your period starting the day it ends. You're like, my period's coming. Why don't you want to have sex? My period's coming. Every other day is, why don't you fuck me? My period's coming.
I can't. It's in 2 weeks and I'm feeling pretty bloated right now.
The countdown starts now.
My boobs hurt. I can't. Don't touch my boobs.
Yeah, you always say my boobs hurt. My stomach hurts. I'm farting. I'm gassy. Why don't you want to have sex?
Sorry.
Like, I get it. I'm a monster. Who wants to bang me? I saw myself in the mirror the other day when we had sex. We got to move this thing.
Our next place is on the must-have list is no mirror in front of the bed.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally the only thing that, well, if we move or if we, depending on how small our place is. I think I look sexy when I'm having sex. And I'm like, ooh, Rico Suave. Ooh. I'm like Antonio Banderas. I'm saying all old. Enrique Iglesias. Ricky Martin.
Enrique Iglesias really had a moment too. Where were you when he was having his moment? Because I think I was in sixth grade.
I think I was 36.
Perfect.
He had a moment. Yeah, he had the mole. And then he got his mole cut off. I thought that so much magic was in that mole.
I just remember the song that goes, uno, dos, tres.
I know you want me.
Yeah.
Is that Pitbull? That was the one
that
with
Pitbull.
He definitely, like, his mole, I felt like there was, well, I don't know why he didn't keep it. Like, it set him apart. I mean, he did fine after that, but wait, I missed a mole.
I don't know about the mole.
Oh, well, that's how young you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew him
pre-mole. I couldn't only remember so much.
Well, his dad was a singer, too. He comes from, like, a couple generations.
A long
of,
line
hot
of singers.
Latin men. So anyways, I think I look like his dad when I'm having sex in the mirror.
Wait, not even Enrique? You look like his dad?
Like a 40-year-old Julio Iglesias.
That's so funny because I think that you're probably around the same age as Enrique.
At this point, yeah.
But you're comparing yourself to his father.
Yeah, identical.
Got it. What about you makes you feel like you look like him?
No, I don't know. We both have brown hair. That's where it ends.
And sometimes when your beard is super sharp and whatnot, I'm like, you look like a Puerto Rican.
Yeah. And then I do the accent and then, I don't know, I could speak a little Spanish. I speak just as much Spanish as you, I would say.
Yeah, my brain gets all jumbled when I try to speak it, but if I hear it, I can kind of grasp what they're saying. No, really, I took maybe 2 or 3 years of Spanish in high school.
Yeah, I get it. I when I'm in any, like, Spain or Costa Rica, if I'm there for, like, 3 days, I can kind of, I could say it more than I could understand it. If they speak slow, I got it. No rápido hablo español.
Right, yeah.
Habla.
I recently, two older Spanish-speaking women asked me, I was just walking by them on the sidewalk, and I know that they asked me where the bus stop was, but I couldn't say anything, so I just pointed. That's what I'm saying. Like, to your right is derecha, which I could have said derecha, but I just was like, well, let me just point that way, but I just...
I think it's derecho. No? Yeah. Izquierda is left. I know that.
Yeah.
But no, but so...
Escuela.
Just the whole podcast is just us.
Wait, that reminds
La
me...
La pelota.
That reminds me on Thanksgiving that you, your mom, your oldest nephew, and I were trying to name all 50 states, and it took a while, and I don't think we got them all. Well, it didn't take a while. We were just kind of all going in a circle, just...
Yeah, you get the circle and then you start going towards the middle.
It made me realize how many states I would never be. I don't think I would. I don't know if I'd be able to make all 50 in a list. I'm going to test myself.
We also did a long division contest where no one remembered how to do long division. And I think I went first and somehow I did all right. I got down to like the second decimal. It was crazy. I didn't even know how I was doing it. I felt like Goodwill Hunting.
It was really impressive.
But it wasn't that impressive. It was just
I
no
think
one.
It is. Yeah. Long division is hard. If you, as a kid, can you imagine? Are you warm?
Yeah, I'm so sweaty.
Why?
Take off your jacket. Take your jacket off.
Well, I know. I don't know. I should take my jacket.
Wow. You were really, really warm.
Yeah, it's warm in here.
By the way, Enrique Iglesias is, I don't know how to pronounce it right.
Iglesias.
Is 48 years old.
Oh, he's older than you.
Damn. Man, 48. Did I say 48?
See, you continue to amaze me. Everything you do.
Well, I don't even know. Yeah, it's weird that that's in my brain somewhere. Like, it's not genius, but like, no. It's in there. It's like when you play Jeopardy and you're like, how did I know Joan of Arc or whatever? How did I know that? How did
Dude,
I know?
Jeopardy makes me feel so stupid.
Oh, my God. We were playing Jeopardy with my family on Thanksgiving.
I didn't even know because I wouldn't even play with you guys because I just knew it was going to be embarrassing for me.
Yeah, Brenna's like, is there checkers?
You all, I was listening to you, though, from the other room, and you were all really great at
No, I'm decent. My mom's decent. I was beating everyone, and then Dan, my older brother, sat down, who's the genius of, and he literally just smoked us all. And I felt like how you felt before Dan showed up. Like, I just wanted to run away. He's just coming up with all, like, biology, everything. It's crazy. You play Jeopardy with someone. I wonder if you should do that on like one of the first or second date, or not a first or second date, but like something early to see what you're dealing with intellectually.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Jeopardy.
I'm glad that we didn't do that because I don't know if I would have made it. That's how bad I am.
I probably would have thought it was endearing.
That's nice of you to say.
Well, you're good at Wheel of Fortune.
The guessing game? Yeah, I'm great at it. That's what I'm doing during fucking Jeopardy.
That is true. You're like, can I get an S? This is Jeopardy. This is Jeopardy. Can I get a vowel, please? That's like that is a nerve-wracking thing with family to play Jeopardy.
My dad's really great at it too.
Yeah, all old people are
like
good at it.
He's like your brother. Just they store so much information in there.
They have such big brains. They that and Trivial Pursuit. It's
mine
the same
is just,
shit.
Mine is just song lyrics.
Song lyrics and like skincare.
I used up all my data unsung lyrics.
Yeah, mine's just like football trivia. That's pretty much it. I mean, it's yeah. I don't even know. You came home the other day. I had a mustache, and I thought you were gonna be like, "Okay, get that off your face." And boy, are you into it. And I think you think I'm like more manly than I usually am.
No, you know what it is. It's the stash is great. It's not about the stash as much as I just like your beard a little bit shorter than you typically wear it. I like it no matter what, but I think it's just, to me, you look so different without, well, you have facial hair, but it's just scruff. So I can see the other half of your face, uh-huh. And I'm like, wow, look at that guy.
I think what it is like I have, when I grow my beard out, it's pretty gray at this point. So I just look like an old dusty grandfather. And I don't think you want to bang an old grandpa. I don't know. I got a message the other day. I put a video up of you on our...
I don't know. I bang Enrique's dad.
That's true. I don't know if he's alive, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
Just kidding.
He might be alive. Anyhow, what was I saying? Oh, and someone's like, how did you pull that? I got messages like I put you up. I'm like, no, but seriously, how did you pull her? I don't understand.
Wait. I thought you were okay, sorry, keep going.
No, just people asking me how I pulled you. How did you pull? She's like a model. How did you do it? Like, I tricked you.
Like, there must have been something more.
Yeah, like I...
You're different from anybody I've ever met in the best way. And you keep me interested. And I laugh with you constantly. You're super empathetic. You're very handsome. You are a great caretaker, and you reciprocate. Those are all great things about you, and they made me fall in love with you.
Gracias.
De nada.
That's really sweet. See, that's how I pulled her, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I pulled
and
her.
And he's a motherfucking G for it. Grandpa. G for grandpa.
G unit. Grandpa unit. I literally am like a year away from just having a Lincoln Town Car, calling it a day.
You know, moving it's to Florida funny because I forget where we were, but the other day, we were on a hike, and I remember thinking about I am almost always constantly worried for your hamstring because you pulled it twice since our relationship, and I've had to care for you. And I just know it's a sensitive hamstring. So I am always worried. I'm like, I hope he's not overextending himself.
I'm glad it's the hamstring and like not a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, that crossed my mind before. Oh, but that's normal.
You always ask me like, or bring up my death when I'm not even thinking about it. Sometimes I think like dating like a younger person makes me feel older constantly. Mm. You know what I mean? It's not like I like care that much, but I wonder if like I question my age because you're so much younger, you know? And like, do you wish I was younger?
Yeah. I wish you were doubly, of course, but I wish you were younger with, I don't want who you were when you were my age, because you were not the same person. You've changed a lot and you've grown a lot. I wish that you were you who you are, but just my age, because you would be around with me longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every scenario Brenna does, I always die like 30 years before her.
I'm so scared. But I have really put a lot of, especially since we've been engaged, I've thought about, okay, when I'm 65, he's going to be 80, which is, you know, like, that's when a lot of people die, I feel like, is around 80. If you take, and I'm going to be 65, and 65 is, it's, I don't know, I still got a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I've thought, I actually think I would be okay, because one, you have, like, family that I can always be with them if I want to feel closer to you. And you have like younger family too, you know, and it's worth it. And I also think I would be good at being like a single old lady, you know.
You have to do it 3 years earlier than expected. The life expectancy in the U.S. is 77.
Okay, so 77, but...
Yeah, but by then it'll go up. Or maybe it'll go down, depending on if we go to nuclear war.
Yeah, well...
Then we're all getting blown up anyways, but... Yeah,
I think
hear you.
I'm good at being alone.
Yeah, you'll be 65. You'll be fine. You look young for your age. You're going to be a cool 52 at 65. You'll be able to get any 70-year-old man for another 10 more years.
So that would be... It's weird to think about you...
Being dead? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but being... What do you think about if we spend the rest of our lives together and you pass away and me seeing somebody else?
If I died of old age and you saw someone else, I mean, I would have to haunt you. I would haunt you from heaven.
From heaven.
I'd go play Jeopardy with her. You'll see she's a moron. That's what I would say. Let her try Double Jeopardy. You'll see she's a double moron from heaven. That's what I would do.
That's exactly how you're going to sound, too.
I know. My speech just keeps getting slower. I'm a fireman. I'm just like so sad. Yeah, no, I think I'd be fine with it. I don't want to love it. I wouldn't love it. Yeah,
because it breaks my heart right now thinking about it.
I wouldn't want you to bang and... our bed. I would want you to get a new place or a new bed or something.
Yeah, because you would definitely haunt that house.
Yeah,
you would haunt the bed. It'd be bad vibes.
There'd definitely be bad vibes in there. You'll just I can't imagine you being able to like not think of me when you're in the bed with someone else if we were together that long. You know what I mean? I don't know. I had sex in my grandma's bed after my grandpa passed away.
Whoa, that's a big little admit there. What's the word?
Admission.
Confession.
Confession. It was weird.
So, do you want to talk about it
more? Oh, yeah. My grandpa's clothes. So, my grandpa passed away. My grandpa.
You were wearing his clothes? This is feeling incestual.
Yeah, I had sex with my grandfather's mistress who thought it was him when I was 30. She thought I was a 77-year-old man who was 6'2". Yeah, he was tall.
No, I was going to ask, was he 77?
No, I think he died before that. I mean, it was just weird having his clothes there. It was the only time I hooked up. I don't know, second time. Two times I hooked up.
Where was your grandma?
She was there. She was sewing.
Wow.
She's like, wow, go Andrew. Look at my grandson. His beautiful green eyes. That's what she'd always say. She goes, you got my mother's eyes when she would watch me have sex.
Your mom says that too about your eyes. Just so you know.
Makes me feel, my mom would always go, you gotta wear a green shirt. Yeah. It brings out your eyes. Brings out those beautiful green eyes.
Oh, I love her. She's so funny to me.
Oh, she's so funny. Now she's putting baking soda in coffee to lose weight, and she looks great. And I'm like, did my mom figure out? Like, this is like the new medicine is just baking soda. Yeah. Huh. I don't know what's in that. I don't know if that's... I'm sure some doctor's going to be like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. I thought for a second baking soda was like what you put in your clothes to wash your clothes or wash dishes. I don't even know.
It is. It's a cleaner and a deodorizer and you bake with it. It really is multi-purpose, which is exactly what it says on the box.
And it's...
We use it to deodorize Mango's litter box.
And my mom uses that.
She drinks it with her coffee. It's like a secret elixir.
Oh, man, I don't know if it's good for her, but she saw a TikTok. She said, "I was right, didn't she?"
I'm
say
obsessed.
She saw. Oh, maybe I should try it instead of this intermittent fasting. I'll just start chugging baking soda.
Well, a lot of people were doing apple cider vinegar for the same reasons for a while. That was like a trend.
Yeah,
I tried it. That was when I was like eating pasta every night when I was 20, and I was like, why am I fat? And I would drink like a 6-pack of beer.
And then have a little apple cider. And I'm like, yeah. It's like when you get a fucking number two extra large fry. Let me get a Diet Coke for my skinny little frame. It will balance out.
You've really, I never used to drink soda. And I feel like in the last year, I've gotten really onto soda since, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
you always kind of drink it, but
we take it like a treat.
Yeah, we do. But I have opted for soda in times I would have just gone water in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't a big carbonated person. No. When I met you.
I had LaCroix before I met you, but you really got me on LaCroix and Stevia's for a while. Oh my gosh. When you lived with Nikki, you guys were both really obsessed with Stevia's.
Oh my God.
And they would be all over the apartment.
Yeah.
I would pick them up for you. It was absurd. Just two mentally ill people living together.
Just having a good time.
Yeah, just fucking rocking out on some Stevia's.
Just rocking some root beers. Fucking, yeah, I went to Italy and I came back and I was like, they don't have Diet Coke, it's just Coke Zero. And I was like, it's better for you. Diet Coke probably murders you. It's killing everybody. That's why there's only Coke Zero in Italy. Yeah. Everyone in Italy looks fantastic. So I think they're onto something. They're all so tan. Maybe it's just a Coke Zero they just put all over their bodies and eat baking soda.
Well, they have a lot of them have olive complexions too. So they just tan. It's like butter.
So tan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were, I think like soda is just so, if you buy, the key is you can't buy a case.
No.
If I have a case of Diet Coke in here, I'm going to drink everyone that day. And you're just going to hear them open from the other room. You're going to be like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. Nothing over here. Oh, Diet Cokes, man. They don't. You know what's so funny about Diet Coke and like sodas and stuff like that? Because we drink them when we're thirsty. But if you drink them when you're really thirsty, like after you're hungover, it's the worst.
Oh.
They're like refreshing a little bit, but in regards to quenching your thirst, it's like the worst thing on earth. Like you can't like chug a soda of like, oh, I need us. Like if you were in the desert and someone handed you a Diet Coke, you would tell them to go fuck themselves.
Absolutely. But a Diet Coke when you're hungover is like, sometimes it's the only thing I need.
Yeah, I guess on ice. Maybe chugging it is what I'm thinking about. Yeah, but anyhow.
It's impossible to chug.
Did we want to play a game?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What was the first game?
So it's really only one game.
Okay.
But I asked my friends to send me the funniest TikToks that they have saved for you guys to review.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'd love to see your reactions.
We have
to some of these.
Deleted and added TikTok. I'm sure everyone has done this where you're addicted to TikTok and you take it down. You go, I'm done. And then you get that itch. And I don't know. Usually for me, it's not like the overall TikTok that I'll get the itch for. I'll get the itch for like looking up one. Because it is
information.
Good. Yeah, information.
That's the same thing for me.
So for me, it's like a golf swing. And I how do I take it back? And I've kind of forgot. And I don't want to go on YouTube because YouTube are all fucking 15 minutes long. I just want it quick. And I'm like, oh, let's go to TikTok real quick. That's what I love it for.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, you look for that. And then 6 hours later, your thumb is bleeding.
Yes.
And you're looking at like Gaza, Israel, someone getting murdered, someone in great shape, someone saying you're not skinny enough, someone saying how rich they are. And you're like, I just wanted to watch one golf video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always feel so relieved that I'm not always constantly looking at makeup and fashion trends when I delete it, but I go back on for information and then I get roped right back into it. And I have gone I've gone almost 2 months, I think. I tried to get rid of TikTok and I'm obviously back on it now, but I just love it.
This is gonna help. All right, so what do we got? These are the funniest ones. All right.
I've seen this one. When he hits the ball.
It's child abuse.
Help.
We did that in St. Louis on one of our first dates. Help. I mean, that's I don't know. I don't find those that funny. Sometimes I find knockouts.
That one got me.
Yeah. You love seeing a child get hurt.
Scholarship from Enterprise. This is my grandmother, Laura Buckler. During World War II, she dressed up as a man and fought in World War II. And that is why I've chosen her as my example of wonderful women empowerment. Mimi, tell us what it was like to dress up as a man.
It was quite unusual. And luckily I had short hair. It wasn't hard to hide it. And I wore a hat, so it covered up any feminine lines you might see. And I was tiny back then. So, you know, I had to fight hard to get accepted. But finally, the other men accepted me. And it was difficult.
Did they treat you any differently? Did anyone suspect that you were a woman?
Not right away. Unfortunately, taking a shower was difficult.
Thank you for sharing. This is why I've chosen my grandmother for the Enterprise Women Empowerment Scholarship, because she was brave enough to dress up as a man during World War II. Thank you.
Oh, that's so cute.
I wish she'd kept like the camera on to see what her grandma said afterwards.
Yeah.
Because she was so caught off guard.
I mean, I wonder if the grandma was in on it, but it's a little bit is like elder abuse. Like, I'm going to make
it's innocent. It's like playing a prank on a little kid. It's fine. It's the same.
This is what you're going to do to me right before I die. You're going to be like doing a TikTok. You're going to have a real late career.
Dude, I will be a 65-year-old influencer. That's how long it's going to take me to finally take bite the bullet.
Figure it out.
Once Andrew bites the bullet. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's interesting because we'll be in bed together. We just send TikToks back and forth instead of talking to each other.
Well, we don't send TikToks back and forth. I just think that.
Yes, you do.
When we're sitting next to each other?
Yeah. You've literally sent me, you sent me two reels today when we were in bed together.
Oh, sorry.
I just don't know.
Maybe I'm blacked out.
When?
I just have I don't know.
When you send them?
Yeah.
This is, I think, what happened just now. I taught Brenna how to yes and, improv. Because I'm taking three levels.
No, I am just, I got to go to the bathroom. I can't focus. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we send TikToks back and forth when we're lying. We'll turn our backs. We'll cuddle for a second. We'll turn our backs. We'll go back to back. We'll maybe build a wall. You build a wall. And then you ask me why I don't cuddle with you.
I like to be surrounded by pillows.
Dude, so many pillows.
Oh, so many. And I have to have one above me. So I sleep further down from the headboard than you because Mango sleeps on a pillow above me.
Yeah, and then we'll giggle to ourselves about the TikToks we're watching. And then you'll fall asleep at times. And I feel bad about my screen because my eyes, I still need a little bit of light. And I'll put my phone down on the floor so I could watch video. My arm's going numb. You essentially have to cut my arm off. And then you'll be like, are you cheating on me?
I used to think that you were being shady. Now I know what you're doing because I sneak glances sometimes. That's the only time I've looked at your phone. I've had many opportunities. I mean, I have your password, but I just, what are you doing on there that's
so
secretive? You're
just above the pillow
No, because we have a mirror, so I can look in the mirror and see your screen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Man, you are scandalous.
I see TikToks of girls who, they'll be far away from their man, though, and they'll open up their front-facing camera and zoom in on their phone with their camera. Genius.
Wait. Oh,
so
okay.
She'll have her camera open, and she'll just have her camera do the peering for her. She just zooms in far enough she can see his screen on her screen.
If you're doing that, you're with the wrong guy.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That makes, yeah. If you have to, I mean, granted, it's for TikTok and it's just set up probably anyways, but still.
I don't like that we do that as much as we do.
What's that?
Look at our screens when we're laying next to each other in
bed.
I
know, it's not good. We're just like, I think more than other couples, we are together a lot. I think by the time we go to bed, we're just like, all right. You would think that's the time when people come together, but we're just like, we come there to go apart at right. times. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Normally in the end of the day, if Andrew's on the couch and I'm in the bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow that quick. I don't even know when we talked about that, but
yeah, we're not a big TV together couple. I think that's a thing like a lot of couples do is they watch TV together on the couch. But part of the problem is we don't have a comfortable couch and it's not big enough for the both of us. I think if we had a really, truly cozy place, we would be on the couch more. But we gave up on this apartment because we know we're not staying. So we're like, we're done.
I literally go to Brenna. We lived here maybe 3 months. So that means we had another 10 months on our lease, and I go, we should paint one of the walls. She goes, we're not staying here. I go, we're here for another 10 months. Dude.
No, because then we got to paint it back or they're going to charge us. Like, why are we painting a wall for a place? One person comes over and that's Melanie.
Just so we have some ambiance.
Well, maybe let's stay in one place for longer than a year and we could talk about making more of an ambiance.
You know, it's funny to think about, like, I don't think we've had more than two people here. Other than us.
Yeah. No, our family. And Bailey.
That was two.
And Melanie. And Tatum came.
No. I'm saying out of time.
Oh, no. Nobody comes over.
Literally just counted eight people that we've had over in a year.
I don't believe those other people are real. I've never seen them here.
I don't even think. They were maybe mirages. It's crazy.
Well, we're not a hosting couple. I don't think that we are ever going to be those people. We're like, come on over. We'd be happy to host and feed you.
Yeah, we keep our place shitty just so we don't. So we have a great excuse to like not have people over. Like, why? You guys are minimalist. No, we're poor. No, there's something so funny about. Yeah, I'm a minimalist. You know, we just have we literally have a couch that only sits two. We have a kitchen table or a living, or what is it? Not even, what kind of table is that? We got a circle table.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what it is.
I asked Andrew to put another table in front of me today. He's like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, what is that table?
It's a... Oh, God. Which table?
Dining room table.
And then a coffee table.
But we got the dining room table from outside.
When I tried to hang the curtain rod by myself and there's like eight holes that didn't end up working out on each side. Oh.
And so we have that. We have a table from outside that we walked seven blocks with. And then I got four chairs from Amazon that look like preschool chairs. And that's really, and we have an air fryer.
And our kitchen table is from off the side of the road, our neighbor.
Yeah, that's the table I've been talking about this whole time.
The dining table?
Yes.
I know, but I didn't know if you said where we got it from.
Yes, we brought it from outside. And then we were looking for chairs.
Like, it was like a stray cat we found.
And by the way, that was like 5 months in the living room.
We didn't have a kitchen table.
Or a dining room table.
We were like, we'll figure it out. And we did. We figured it out. We found one.
And we had a couch and we got a coffee table that's too small for the couch. So we can't reach the food. So we have to eat off the floor. And we still didn't get a dining room table.
And when we got the dining room table, we were like, when we picked it up off the side of the road, we were like, oh, to make ourselves feel better about it. We were like, we'll sand it down. We'll stain it or paint it.
No, you said that. And then next thing you know, Mango's food is on it and we'll never even wash it. And we have only eaten there. I remember we ate there like once.
When we eat at that table, we eat in silence because it feels so weird. It feels like we're pretending to be adults.
It does, dude. Who are we? What are we going to put down napkins with a fork and a knife? Like, oh, a cotillion.
Oh. Man.
We really do. Like, we'll, like, be like, oh, yes. Oh, the chicken's good, Brenna. Thank you for cooking and making the asparagus.
Dude, when I cook, I feel like I might as well have an apron on and a big skirt with like flowy skirt and my hair in a handkerchief. Like I really feel so what? 1950s.
Handkerchief? Handkerchief. Is it handkerchief or handkerchief? I don't know.
It's handkerchief. Answer in the question below.
What do you know?
It's handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Handkerchief. Is that? I kind of look like a handkerchief that works for the fire department.
Dude, I've just been calling him handkerchief, so I hope no one's ever correct.
I don't know if you're wrong. Maybe.
Maybe it's a dialect.
How is it spelled? Can you spell handkerchief?
H-A-N-K-E-R.
No. Yeah.
No, but how is it actually spelled?
H-A-N-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F. Handkerchief.
I don't know if it's I-E-F. I think it's E-F.
Oh. Yeah, chief.
Oh, guys, I have some upsetting news. It's H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F.
Handkerchief?
It is I-E-F. So you might be right, dude.
Wait, so handkerchief?
Wait, it's hander...
Wait, no, handkerchief. Wait.
Is there a K in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
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 Handkerchief. Chief. Chair.
All right, Jesus.
Are you going to wear a handkerchief at our wedding? In your pocket?
Maybe.
That's a little pocket formal.
Yeah.
Handkerchief. What are they for? It's like to blow a men's nose. Necklace.
Yeah, to blow your nose is fucking wild to then put that back into your fucking coat pocket.
Or if a lady spills, you can be say, here, have my handkerchief.
Yeah, they always give it to like snotty children or women and then put it right back in.
It's disgusting. And it also matches your tie.
I mean, it's just a reusable napkin if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you snot in.
Yeah, you don't put your napkin back in your.
Yeah, it's reusable.
But it's not reusable.
Yeah, people have reusable diapers and reusable napkins.
Oh, where you wash. People put diapers again into the wash?
Yeah.
But they're not going to shit in their diaper and then keep it on for the rest of the party.
Well, they can wash it.
Later.
I don't know. Snot isn't like the most disgusting thing.
Yeah, I guess. You could fold it up. My grandpa would do that. Yeah. He'd fold it up.
And guys sweat, so they have to like pat their receding hairline.
Yeah. My grandpa was bald. He had so many hats. He had so many cool hats because he hated being bald. He would grow.
Dang, I wish you had some of them.
Dude, Grandpa Marvin would grow. He was bald. Mm-hmm. He grew this hair.
On the side of his head, like right above his ear?
Literally, I'm not kidding, this long, and he would wrap it.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
That's crazy. He laid his edges. He literally laid his hair.
Dude, he would just circle it up like a fucking croissant. Or
incredible. He went all the way around?
Yeah, all the way around.
Like he was like Saturn.
Yeah. Looked like a pretzel. Just freaking rounding it up. And then the wind would get it.
And it would just... So it would peel. Where did it peel off?
It looked
of
like
first?
A cobra coming after me.
Did it peel? Did it peel like one of those long fruit roll-ups? Like it would like slowly peel off?
Yeah, it was all slow motion. It was just like.
Like a hair snake.
And I'd be like, Grandpa, your head is fucking scary. And he's like, what? And he's like, let me put on one of my cool hats.
So then he had a hat that sat right above it. So he looked like he had like a cool little coconut head cut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He thought he had a full head of hair under there.
How?
He was an interesting guy. He'd always just, I remember, this is funny. He smoked weed, or we were talking about smoking weed. And he used to go fishing in Panama, my grandpa. And he was bald since he was like 7. And he goes, I smoked weed at the El Gato Negro. The weed was so good, I could feel my hair grow. And then he's saying that in his hair. It's like,
that's amazing.
Dude, it was awesome. It was awesome. He would just go fishing all the time. He probably just didn't want to hear my grandma yell at him. Yeah. I don't know. We joked that because, you know, they put your grandparents next to each other. And so
when you bury them.
Yeah.
OK.
And he was chilling peaceful for like 10 years. And then we're like, hey, bitch.
Sucker.
Thelma's back.
Oh man.
Thelma just goes down, hey Grant, how you doing, Mav?
Hey, Mr. Mav. That's gonna be you and me.
My grandma used to always go, oh, my bladder. She always would complain about her, like, anything wrong with her was her bladder.
That's amazing. What a weird thing to blame it on, too.
Oh, she always was going to the ER. That's where I got it from. She'd always be like, oh, my bladder. Oh.
Did she actually have...
You have a broken finger.
Health issues?
Huh?
Did she actually have health issues?
Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, she was old. She had purple hair, and she didn't dye it. It just became purple.
No.
I swear.
She toned it. She had gray hair that she toned, and it got
I'm telling
purple.
You, it was natural perp.
I gotta see. Was it like a gray purple, though? Because
yeah, it wasn't
kinda...
like... No, it was Barney purple, dude.
She toned it. She didn't tell y'all.
Oh. Well, she fooled us. She's like... She was so unbelievable. Oh, she had some smackers. Just smacking it
really?
Up.
Really?
Oh, I don't know
so
if she
do
had
you.
Teeth in it.
You
yeah.
got that from her, too.
And I got a mother's green eyes.
Wow. You're just like your grandma. Jeefa grandma. Grandpa.
G-Unit. Fucking. Your birthday.
Speaking of grandma, I had a birthday.
Dude, you had such a good birthday. I treated you right. Grandpa treated you right.
Took me out of the town.
Well, you got a manicure.
I paid for that. I actually paid for your foot massage on my birthday, which I don't care, but I'm just saying, don't get it twisted, brother. Mama treated you.
Mama was paying for Papa because Papa has been paying all year.
Yeah, I'm working again. Mama's back at work, so Mama can pick up some of this slack.
So I don't know if Mama technically paid for me. Mama's just trying to make up for Papa.
Mama is very thankful and forever, eternally, for what you have done for me financially.
But it sounds like Mama still thinks she paid for that.
Mama did it out of the goodness of her heart, and that is all you should focus on.
Well, Papa's happy nonetheless.
Oh, God.
I do recall.
By the way, I made jambalaya the other night, and we talked in that voice the entire
oh,
time
the
we
jambalaya.
Ate
jambalaya. We love the jambalaya.
Andrew said, I do declare this is some good jambalaya.
I do declare this jambalaya is the best I've had down in the bayou since 1987. I love the jambalaya. We go down to the French Quarter after, get ourselves a hurricane.
Okay. Eat some alligator on a stick.
Have alligator sticks. And then sometimes...
Dip them in some hot sauce.
Dip them in hot sauce. And then we have some eclairs.
Yeah. And I'm wearing my fancy hat.
Jambalaya.
With the handkerchief.
Jambalaya, mama.
Didn't we go to a workout class?
Oh, yeah, we did go
so
to a workout
class. So we did a workout class. Then we went and I got a manicure. Then we went to meet your and I paid for it. And then we went to meet your friends at a sports bar to watch TV.
Okay, you're making this sound like I didn't hook it up.
And then...
Mama
had two tequila drinks.
Papa had four beers.
Four beers. And then we went home.
So Papa.
So
then we go to a sports bar. I met my friend who is an agent. I guess that doesn't really matter. But I think maybe that's how I sold it. I was like, yeah, he's part of the business.
Yeah,
he's in the industry.
We should go.
Also, you wanted to go to Barney's.
Yeah, no, it sounded fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
I had some chicken tenders. I burned the roof of my mouth.
They have really good mac and cheese bites.
Oh, I need to have those. And then I had two tequila sodas. And they were nice people. So it was fine. It was a great time.
It was like eight dudes.
Yeah.
And
they all
really
wished me
you.
Happy birthday at the same time, though. They were really happy for me because Andrew told them. He was like, oh, it's actually your birthday today, because we were talking about, I think, ages or something, like dating people. And they all go, oh, happy birthday. And that made me feel really nice. Yeah. I don't know why. Why do we love that when people say happy birthday?
Because they gave you the same energy that they were giving to the football game.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, attention. That's what it was. Yeah,
they were. It's funny. Nice. You've never seen me with the bros. Like, I don't really.
Yes, I have.
No, but I used to be like in my 20s, and I used to be that guy. Like, eight of my boys going to watch the games, get some wings, get beers. They like get up like when there's a good play.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, let's go, dogs.
Jumping up and down, like handshaking each other. Very passionate.
So passionate. And I don't, I mean, sometimes I miss that bro-y hang. Cause that's what I was my whole life. Was just a, I was a bro, but I also had a bunch of girlfriends.
When did it change for you?
I don't know. Probably when I started doing comedy. A lot of the comedians aren't bro-y kind of guys.
Yeah, I agree.
They're like, they like sports, but they're not bro-y. Like, bro-y, they tend to make fun of bro-y. Or they feel uncomfortable. There are a lot of introverted guys. These guys, they just get together and they're just like, hell yeah, go dogs.
They don't think too much about things. Comedians are in their head.
Yeah, comedians, if I was sitting there with my comedian friends, we'd already have like nine
existential.
Yeah, handkerchief conversations.
Yeah.
You know? And like they'd be like really deep and stuff and be like, oh yeah, the game's on. As opposed to the complete opposite where bros are just like, the game, do you guys want more Coors Light?
Anyone you'll want get another win? Pitcher.
Dude, these wings have been sitting there for a while, dude. What the fuck, you pussy bitch? And everyone's like, hell yeah, I love you, dude.
Hell yeah. Then there was a side, two guys sitting next to the table who were watching, you know, they were all there for the game. And when the game was pretty much over, they got up, weren't talking to these guys while we were there. And just, nice job, or nice game, man. Or just like, they. And then the other guy shook one of your friends and said, go dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was such a weird.
You could connect. Yeah.
It's
like another
so
language.
So foreign to me. I'm just always around women. So when I'm around guys, I'm fascinated at your behavior in a way.
I know. I didn't do that for a long time. So that was fun. And then we came home. We showered. And then. So I don't really have. I'm not a man about town. Neither one of us. We never really go out to eat, like to cool places. We'll go to like the fifth best, or maybe the 15th best, whatever that restaurant is.
Because the coolest places in Los Angeles are also the busiest places. And so we like more, just a little bit quieter, low key.
But so I have a friend who's like very into the restaurant business here in LA, and he's been doing it for like 20 years here, so he knows everybody. And restaurant business ends up being very tight, and they could go to other restaurants, but they're all kind of connected. And so I asked him, there's a place called Dantana's, which is an Italian restaurant in LA that's been here for like 40 years. It's like legendary, and it's still like is packed.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how packed it was going to be.
Yeah. And it's in a really unsuspecting building.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Right on Santa Monica Boulevard.
And we walk in and there's like eight people waiting. And then there's more people at the bar waiting. And I go up to the concierge. That's how little I
do. The host.
The host. And I go, hey. He goes, what's your name? I go, Colin, 7:30. And literally like within a second, he goes, right this way, sir.
Yeah.
And he like parted the people. And we got like this perfect seat like by the bar where like it's definitely like the most hip seat,
yeah,
where you want to be in the action.
Yeah.
I'd rather be outside on, you know, behind the fence, but it was still so cool to be like the seat. Like we were treated like royalty. I felt like
I don't think we were.
What do you mean?
I think the seats are the bigger seats that are more in the corners. People like corner tables and booth seats.
Yeah, but those aren't for two people.
No. But
she just likes telling me no sometimes. I swear to God. Literally going over yes and you're like, no, I get what you're saying. They're not
I thought it was a great seat. I liked our seat. I'm just saying, I don't think in that if you go out to restaurants and you're a foodie or whatever, you don't want to sit at the table close to the bar. No, I worked as a host. I know what tables people like, and they're cozy, tucked away corners where they can feel like they're in an exclusive spot. They have more privacy. I don't know. That's how I view it. Because
okay,
I just,
maybe I'm not a mover and shaker. Maybe I was treated like shit.
You weren't treated like shit.
We should have brought our own table from the dining room. Yeah.
Anyhow, we had a great dinner. I had an espresso martini for the first time. Felt like a little late to the game, but I made it. And then I had a regular martini. So did Andrew. Same drinks.
And then we got pasta. We got, we got the Caesar salad that was unbelievable there, chopped. And then we got fettuccine Alfredo and shrimp Diablo. Diablo?
Yes, Diablo. Yeah. Right.
And it was a great mix and match. And then I go, man, they got a, you know, I think I have a great idea. Like I had a great drunk idea where I go, they should mix the red sauce with the fettuccine sauce. And you go, vodka sauce? And I go, fuck, dude. I can't win. I can't do anything right. Oh, I love a mix. I love a red sauce and a white cream.
They were better mixed in my opinion, but it was great. Then they sang happy birthday. I got an espresso ice cream with the candle on it, which was nice. I made a wish for both of us.
I paid for it. If we're going over this,
I left the tip. No, I'm just kidding.
And I paid for Barnett, the other place too. But who's counting? You are.
We came home and it was what that was it.
We came home. It yeah. felt like it was 1 a.m. It was only like 9:45. You wanted to stop at another bar.
There's this Jolly Holly bar that's all decorated. I thought would be fun for a drink, but Andrew's digestion sometimes takes control.
I really eat myself out of sex constantly. I just can't. I eat and I think I'm good. I'm at a couple drinks in. I just get home and I just.
I think you just eat too fast.
I'm like one of those hippos that die and then they eat it and then it blows up. That's how I feel. Yeah. My body is.
I think you eat too fast though.
I do. I eat too fast because I get anxious. Mm-hmm. It's a way to like. I think I ate fast a lot as a kid. Because like dinner was always awkward with my parents. And so I wanted to get it over with as quick as possible. So I would eat so fucking fast and then run upstairs.
I ate fast because my parents wouldn't let us leave the table unless we finished our plates and drank all of our milk.
They were giving you milk for dinner?
My dad would say, take all you want, but eat all you take. And one time at Christmas, I had a big bowl of chili. I was very little. And they wouldn't let... And they had to, we were going, it was Christmas Eve and we were going to go to our like church, nighttime church service. It bled into midnight, so it was super late. And I had to finish my bowl of chili because we were leaving. Everyone was super dressed up. My parents wouldn't let, they said, we're waiting for you to finish your chili. I ate it and immediately barfed all over my dad's suit. And
I
got to stay home.
Chili looks exactly the same. It's like one of those foods that like look identical going down as it does coming back up.
But my parents were very strict about that.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to eat your whole plate when you're drinking milk. Milk is an insane choice for dinner.
Yeah, we had to drink a glass of milk every night at dinner.
That's like old school. Like that's where you get your calcium
and, it was
and your 2%. Protein.
2%.
I feel like they were fucking with you. Yeah. They're like, oh, it'll be hilarious. We'll make the kids eat everything and milk. And just see them uncomfortable. I guess maybe they made you tired so you would shut the fuck up at night so they could drink in peace.
Yeah, really.
You guys are all in your rooms like, I had too much milk.
Mine's a stomach.
Yeah, so.
I think that's why I don't have a problem with dairy now, though. My body is just so. Actually, that's a lie. I do have a problem with dairy, but not as bad as maybe some other people.
Yeah, I do. Worse, yeah, actually. Yeah, no, I probably am lactose intolerant, although. I think I got checked for it once.
I think we all are a little bit as you age. You don't have as many, the enzymes in your stomach.
And it sucks, too, because my brain and mostly my penis want to have sex. But my body is like, it's like, I don't know. It's almost like the opposite of that Bobby Brown or R. Kelly. My mind's telling me no, but my body, my body's telling me yes. It really is. My mind's telling me yes, but my body's telling me no. Ooh. You're a fat, silly pig who has too much gas in your body.
Good one.
All right, what's your skincare tip?
If you tend to break out on your forehead area, it can be your small intestine. In between your eyebrows, along your brow line, basically back to your temples, is going to be your liver. So I notice if I drink a lot of alcohol, I'll break out in my eyebrows or in between. Under your eyes, it's going to be your kidneys. Your cheeks. and your upper cheeks and lower cheeks is going to be your stomach, large intestine. So a lot of, that's why when we say, like, you know, what you're eating plays a big role in how your skin looks. On your chin area and along the jawline, it's going to be, they say reproductive. So a lot of like hormonal imbalances or, you know, PMS, you'll see you're breaking out around that area. And also I notice a lot of the time stress will cause a lot of jawline breakouts.
So
if you're looking for a holistic approach to treating your skin conditions, which essentially is just inflammation of the skin, you're going to want to focus on what you're putting into your body. So really just what are you eating? Look up what foods cause inflammation. I can also go over that another time, but it's just common foods that cause inflammation or foods that you can eat to decrease them, as well as supplements, and make sure you're getting the right, you know, minerals and vitamins in your body to help you digest.
It's interesting that you can know like what body part by what face.
I know. I'm still.
It's like when the people do the foot massages and they're like, this is for your liver, this is for your kidneys, this is for your bladder.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that, but I trust them. It's like one of the things that's so specific that you can't argue.
Yeah. I mean, and like every time I eat sugar, I'll break out right along my cheeks. I'll sometimes get a nose pimple.
So there's probably like certain vitamins for certain organs that you can help if you're breaking out in the wrong places. It almost is telling you, hey, man, you got to take care of
it. It's more about essential. Well, yeah, you're right. But like it's like essential vitamins and minerals. We just aren't. We're not getting the right minerals.
We're all eating chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Drinking two tequilas. And Diet Coke and Coke Zero.
And then pasta. And then we wonder why we don't want to have sex.
And why we have pimples and redness around our nose.
Yeah.
Man, we really should take care of ourselves.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When I learned all that about all that in school, I was like, wow, I really need to shape up.
Yeah, so much of your skincare, you're always like, not you, but I'm saying people are like, oh, I need this product. No, you need to just, what your intake is.
Yeah.
And just drink a shit ton of water, even if you piss the bed. It's worth it.
Absolutely. And if you have, you know, at the end of the day, if you're using the right products for your skin type, you don't need the fanciest one. You just need effective. So things with, you know, look up what ingredients are intended for your skin type. Find those in and implement them into your skincare routine. And just, it doesn't need to be super complicated. If you want to have perfect skin, yeah, maybe. But I don't know.
If you have questions for Brenna, just hit up our podcast Instagram.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll let her.
I'm going to start a skin page sometime.
Hell yeah. You need to.
Yeah.
Especially when you get your esthetician shit off the ground.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I think we learned a lot. I mean, that was a wild episode.
Yeah, we did not stay on track.
Who knows what the hell happened, but it was fun.
It was really fun.
Thank you for listening. Like and subscribe. Also, there were no voicemails because the voicemail website that we were using was not recording them. We're going to have a hotline. So check that out. We will be posting that on the Instagram. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Puddles,
everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.